הגוד וחרבוי סי. זה נשמע סימי מרוס ורוסבס מורדכי. I have an invisible tire. Come to Chicago. Live from Chicago, from Khodorov. Shkoyach for coming out. Erev Shabbos. Rebelli, tomorrow marks my 1 year MDY anniversary. But I'm happy to say that since it started 1 year ago with MDY, Belia and Ara, I haven't missed the dot. I cannot say that it has changed my life, but I can say definitely it has changed. But I can definitely say it has changed my daf. I've been doing the daf for over 40 years now. First with the Rabbi Eli Teitelbaum's Dial a Daf, and then with a Shas iPod, which I used to have. Since I joined MDY ever, my learning is more energized. I never, well, hardly ever fall asleep. I look forward to the share many of your stories and jokes with my family. But most importantly, I understand many of the sugis better than I ever did before. For all that and more, I'm deeply grateful and wish you and your team much continued siyata d'shmaya ad meves from Shana Yitalman Sinsoita, Dr. Meir Wickler, Yishir Koyach. Now, I don't know if the sound will play. Oh, you get... Not even plugged in. Hold on. We got to plug this in. Time out. We are back. Okay. The person that was setting up every day, he didn't show up today. Okay, fine. So, Kister, this individual is saying that he, every Shabbos he does, the Amud Yoimi, Deer Shoe, and Daf Yoimi. They ask him who. He says, Eli Stefanski. Okay. Going back to the sponsors themselves, sponsored by Anonymous for the safe and speedy return of all the hostages. Paras HaChodesh, Yosef B'chayo, Lili Nishmas Yosef B'chayo, Chayi Bas Yosef, sorry, and Lili Nishmas Zichari Ben Moshe. Paras HaChodesh, Aaron Freeman, it should be his chus to rebellion for continuous Siyata D'Shmai teaching Torah to Klai Yisrael. Paras HaChodesh, Yosef, I just, the words were backwards, sometimes it happens. Paras HaChodesh, Yosef B'chayo, Sorrow for all the chusim that come from supporting Divina Torah. Paras HaChodesh, Binyamin Rosenfeld, for Atzlach in business and all my endeavors. Paras HaYoy, by Abba Rennert. L'nishmas Rabbi Shimshon David Pinko Zeicher Tzadik Kosh Levracha V'Rabbonis Chaim Mindel Ubitam Miriam Aleya Mashalom. The famous Rabbi Shimshon Pinkos was in a car accident which took his life and his wife's life and his daughter's life and his young daughter. She was also in the car and severely injured, and they brought her here to Chicago. And a big tzaddik, Rami Lesser from Lakewood, took care of her for a very, very long time. Going through therapies and surgeries, somebody gave them a house, they got them a car. The whole community here in Chicago really came forward and did tremendous chesed. But this Rabbi Lesser, I forgot his first name, he was a good friend of mine, is a good friend of mine. He just dropped everything, like what uprooted his entire family to take care of this girl. Famous, I quote Rav Shimshon Pinkos a lot in Shir, and he's given a tremendous amount of Klal Yisrael. He's a very, very big tzaddik. So today's is yard side, Abaren Shkoyach for telling us. The art of the month, anonymous for the schus, for an easy childbirth, for his daughter, and a healthy baby. So today is Daf Nun Beis. I have a question for the Oilom. Let's say Sukkot falls out on the Shabbos. You're going to buy an Esrig on Friday. What's the bigger mitzvah? To buy an Esrig? Or to buy your wife a gift? Or let's say this year, not this year, but let's say Erev Pesach. To make Erev Pesach matzahs, yeah, this year, on Monday, you go ahead and you want to be Mekayim, the mitzvah of Erev, matzahs after Chatzos. What's more important, to do matzahs after Chatzos or to buy your wife a gift? The answer is, why? What kind of mitzvah is it to buy your wife a gift? It's a deraisa. It's a deraisa to buy your wife a gift. And it's a derabanan to shake a little of an esrig on the second day. So it's a greater mitzvah to buy your wife a gift than to buy an esrig on that kind of sukkahs. On sukkahs that falls out first day on a Shabbos. To make matzahs after chatzos is no. It's brought down, Shulchan Aruch. It's a beautiful minug, but it's not a deraisa. So maybe together, collectively, us, MDYers, for me, it's difficult usually, but maybe I'll go together with the Ailam, together as a group, as a community. This year we're gonna get our wife's gifts for Pesach. It doesn't have to be a $20,000 gift. It could be a gift, whatever a gift means to her, something that will make her happy. V'samachta b'chagecha v'simachta. You should be misamech your wife. It's a mitzvah d'oraisa. It has to do a little bit with the daf today, says the Mishnah. And we are going to go back. All right, here we are. So in the beginning of the Mishnah, we're talking about ayna, which means to overcharge or undercharge. As a buyer, you paid less than 16%. As a seller, you charge more than 16%. Could go both directions. That's if you're purchasing something. You're buying a car, you're buying a suit. What about money currency? If you use, the currency in those days, that the actual currency had value and it lost some of its value. As it gets rubbed out, whatever it is, it loses percentages. How much? So two out of three shitas is that it's more severe. We don't give you a sixth, it's a 12th, it's a 24th. Reb Shimon Bar Yochai, he says a sixth, that money is equal to other objects. Not to get all confused and traumatized by Sela, Isser, we're not going to go into that. We're just going to go into percentages. It's very, very simple. Kamati Sela Chaseira. We have a Sela. How much must be missing from it? The Gemara is going to say that it means there is ayna, but okay, there is not going to be ayna. It's four coins called an iser, iser ladinar. In other words, every sela, here, we'll just show this real quickly. Every sela has two shekel. You call it two half dollars. A shekel has two dinar. A dinar has six ma. And a ma has two punyon, and each punyon has two iser. So basically, you're missing four small, tiny coins and one giant coin on top, which is, let's just see this. We don't need this. This is all in Hebrew. Oh, 1/24th. Okay. The sela is the largest coin in this picture. And you're talking about four iser, which is 1/24th of the coin. So it's very severe. Even if it's missing a 1/24th, it's also to use that coin. The Rabbi Yehuda Omer arba pundyonos. Pundyon dinar, it's more like 1/12th, half of what Ramirez says. Reb Shimon Omer, half of what Reb Yehuda says, Shmoina Pundyonai Shtepyonim Dinar, in other words, a sixth. That's what we're familiar with when it comes to buying a car. You can't take somebody for a ride, not literally, you can't rip them off a sixth. So too, when you pass a coin, you can't pass a coin that's worth less than a sixth of a real seller. Mayor says we got to be really, really careful when it comes to coins. It's 1/24th. If it's worth less, 1/24th less than its actual value, do not pass it off. How much time do you have to give back this coin? You realize, hey, there's a tiny chunk missing from it to 1/24th, according to your mayor, according to Reb Shimon, 1/6th. Mikrachem at Kadesh Yir L'Shulchani, when you live in a city, you have until you have time to show it to the money changer. Bikfarim, if you live in a isolated place, very quiet place, ad Arvei Shabbos, until Erev Shabbos. What's Erev Shabbos? Says Rashi, that's when people buy their meal for Shabbos. According to the Rizal, you should buy your food for Shabbos on Erev Shabbos. There's a mitzvah on Erev Shabbos. According to the Magen Avraham, on Thursday. But there's the concept of buying food for Shabbos on Erev Shabbos. So when you live in a little village, you don't have money changers. So until you get to a place to buy food, then you realize, hey, they're not accepting your your sellout. The guy looks at it, he says, no, 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 it's missing something. Get rid of this. Oh, so you have a few days. We all know that what you spend on Shabbos for Shabbos comes back to you. If you mean it seriously and you say, Chavona, you have it in mind, you say, I'm going to buy this nice wine, I'm buying this cake, it's all covered Shabbos Kodesh, it doesn't cost you. At the end of the day, you get it back. So I want to show you something very, very interesting. Oh, I don't think I could play the sound, but we'll show it. I'll play it, and then I'll tell you what he said. This is Michael and Albina Ilyabeyev. Ilyabeyev, they both won the $10,000 raffle that we did for the MDY charity campaign. Anybody donated above $100 was entered. Here he got $101. You can see his donation by Rumi Leibovitz. That's the famous chassid from Borough Park, our first basically Zoom guy ever, of Rumi Leibovitz. And he convinced Michael, and what's beautiful is that Michael does the daf every day. Does the daf with us every day. There's a whole video of him talking to Mark Ashkenazi and Sikline. They congratulated, called him up on Zoom, congratulated him, and he said that he takes his bike from Brooklyn to Williamsburg every day. And on the way, he watches the daf. He's like a therapist of some sort, a physical therapist, something like that in that field. And he works together with Eli Dykman that we all know, and Rumi Leibovitz, speech therapy, physical therapy, all my son. But then he's asked here.
So what are your plans?
This is Mark.
Just like any Jew, the money's spent before you get it.
So that's the guy that won the raffle.
But nonetheless, it's Michael. A nice Yontif present.
Oh, for sure. Believe it or not, I usually stay home for Pesach. And this year, my wife convinced me to go away. To a program.
What he's saying is that his wife told him, let's go away for Pesach to a hotel program. He said, nah, it's too expensive. So she told him, what you spend for Pesach, Hashem gives you back. Mark said, what are you going to do with the money? He said, I'm going to do what every Jew does. I spent it already. He says, what do you mean? He said, my wife said, let's go to a Pesach program. So we went on Pesach. Here it is. I got the money to pay for the Pesach program. It's already spent. So, but she used that lashon of when you spend for Yontif, you get back. And here, Kadosh Baruch Hu paid me back. Boom. It happened. All right. So congratulations, Michael. Shkoyach. And I said, no, I'm just very happy that whoever wins it, great. But I'm happy that it was somebody from MDY that does that every day. Not. A lot of people, I have a lot of cars of life, people that are not from MDY donated, obviously. But it's beautiful that he won. Says the Gemara. Where are we holding? Erev Shabbos. Imhoy Makiro, if he's familiar with this coin, you pass the coin that's no good. You recognize it. 12 months later, take it back. We just said he has up until Shabbos maximum. Or just an hour or two until he could go show it to a money changer. The Gemara is going to discuss that. Basically, we're talking about lefnim shur sadin. He's acting like a chassid. He can take it back from him for a year. The ein loy olav elataroymes, and he can't even be upset at him. Elataroymes. He'll have a little bit of a. He could be slightly taroymes. Taroymes means he has some sort of taina against him. Venoisna lemeister sheni. And he could use this money, as we discussed many times in the last few days, actually. Meister Shani is on years 1, 3, 1, 2, 4, 5. You give Meister Shani 10% to yourself, but if you don't want to carry the fruit up to Yerushalayim, you change it, exchange it into the money. You put the kedusha of the fruit into the money, and then you carry the money up to Yerushalayim. So you're allowed to take. You're allowed to be mechal the kedusha from the fruit into the money, plus add a fifth. Even though this money is missing, a person that doesn't accept this money is a bad guy, has bad midos, comes from a bad area, whatever you want to call it. It's not a good thing not to accept. It's a little missing, so. Let's go weiter. Take it and go on. Move on. Ask the Gemara of Rimini. It says in the Braisa, how much is missing and the will be oino. If you look at our Mishnah, it says, Kamati Yasel Chaser, Veloy Yebo oino. Seems like a contradiction. Again, in our Mishnah, it says that if it's a 124th or a 12th or a 6th, there's no oino. Veloy Yebo oino. And the Braisa says, if it's a 12th, 6th, whatever the Shita is, it is oino. So which one is it? Gemara answers that shear, the 12th, 6th, 24th, is oino. But we're going from top to bottom or bottom to top. In other words, Amar Rav Papa Leikashya, Tana Didon Kachoshev Mimato Lemalo. If it's missing a little bit, that's not oino. If it's missing even more, it's not oino. If it's up until a 6th. A 6th is no good. Our mission is telling us all the things that are good. If it's missing less than less, until you get to here. The kitzer is just a way of talking. And the point is one, that 1/6 is enough according to Reb Shimon, 1/12 is enough according to Reb Yehuda, 1/24 is enough according to Reb Meir. Tana Bara, the Tana of the Brais, the Kachosh, Milamala Lamata. It started off what's bad, and it kept on going down until good. This is a bomb question. Why is it when it comes to a suit, everybody, it seems like Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir agree to Rabbi Shimon, to everybody, that the amount of Aina is a shtos, it's 1/6. And also when it comes to coins, it's a machlekes. Omarava, Mantana, Talis, Rabbi Shimon. In fact, the Manda Omar that says a 6 when it comes to clothing is Rabbi Shimon. Rameir wouldn't agree to that. Omar Ava, Abaye Omar, Talis, Ashtus, Mochalinish. No, says Abaye, Talis is different because people want clothing very badly more than anything else. Ami Inchi, people say, Ashik Ligaboch, you should overpay for your back, in other words, for clothing, clothes off your back. So back means clothing. Vishavi, Likresach, you should be on par for food. In other words, for your stomach, for food. Don't overpay for food. Food should be market value. Clothing is so important, you should pay, you should overpay. So when it comes to talis, everybody agrees, you can go up to a 6. When it comes to other stuff like money, it's a 1/24 or 1/12. Sela, kiven lo sagile lo machil. When it comes to a coin, since it doesn't circulate so well, people are not moichel. Just want to tell you a quick story that has to do with Inah. Interesting story. Maisa Shaya. There was a person whose father died and left him an apartment in Eretz Yisrael. So the son comes to Eretz Yisrael to sit Shiva, and the neighbors are already, thinking about this apartment. So one neighbor came up with a great idea. He goes to the appraiser and he says, listen, pretty soon I'm going to send you a client that's going to want you to appraise his apartment. Now, you and I know this apartment is worth $500,000. You're going to tell him it's only worth $400,000. And I'll give you $20,000 on the table. I want you to lie. This guy's from America. He has no clue. He's going to take your word for it. It's worth $400,000. Like this, I get an apartment for $400,000. You get $20,000. Great. So that's what this guy did. Obviously, he had to find the right appraiser that's willing to play this game. Okay. So the appraiser speaks to the guy. He says, your apartment is only worth $400,000. The guy says, okay, great. He sells the apartment for $400,000. The appraiser comes back to the guy that bought the apartment. He says, okay, where's my 20? You promised me $20,000. He said, nah, you lied. You didn't do your job. You're a liar. You're a fake appraiser. I'm going to pay you $20,000 for a fake appraisal. A ganav is a ganav, so he steals from everybody. Now, the appraiser felt really bad. Look, he lied to this guy. Plus, he got messed over on his $20,000. So he calls up the son that sold the apartment. He says, listen, I got to tell you. I want to tell you about the Avera I did. I have a lot of charata. I appraised your house falsely. I hope you don't report me. And, I'm telling you this on condition that you don't try to revoke my license. But you should know that your house, your apartment is really worth 500. This guy convinced me to do it. Now I feel bad. What's the halacha? So the halacha is, and unfortunately, this is not a, this kind of stuff happens. The halacha is, that's enough. That it's, well, and you know, the karkois kind of thing, but over here, there was a real sheker in terms of the evaluation. And Mamela, the guy gets all his money back. End of the story. Gufa. Ad kama, yeah, we're holding 15 lines from the top. Ad kama te sela chasero v'yeboi oino. How much is missing from a sela to be considered oino? Remei oima arba isarois. That's our Mishnah, isla dinar, which equals one iser per every dinner because it's for dinner in a sela. Not important. The point is 124. 112. 1/6. If it's worth more than this missing amount of ina, yes, sir. Okay. If it's worth more than the missing amount of the ina, micro bishavya, then you use it, you sell it at whatever it's worth. Ad kama tipachas v'yirushay l'kayma. How much could it go down and you could still use it and circulate it? Besela at shekel. If you want to see, just a cool, you did a Trump coin here. You guys see it? No? Made a hole in that one. Okay. Now, I just got to show you real quickly. Here we go. You see, a sela has 2 shekel. So if I tell you that you're allowed to keep a sela until it diminishes by a shekel, that means until half of it is missing. This is not so good. This, it's not a bill. It's a coin. But okay. Fine. Shekel. So you have a coin, it keeps on getting rubbed down. It's missing half its weight, then you can't use it anymore. The dinar, now take a look at the dinar. Every shekel has 2 dinarim. In other words, every sela has 4 dinar. That's all we need to know now. Ad roiva, until a quarter of, what seem like, what's a quarter? A quarter of what? If I'm looking at this dinar, which is a quarter of a sela, I could only use it until it has a quarter of what? Quarter of a dinner, l'chayra. You were going to say later, no, it means a quarter of a shekel. Bogzim again, isser, osser. And we're going to address these 4 words later. Pachos mikain, isser, osser. If there's less than an isser, you cannot use it. Says the Gemara, raise the limb, carry the tagor. You cannot pass this coin off to a seller, v'leil haram, v'leil harog, not to a murderer, and not to a haram, is a guy that captures people or something. He's a bad guy. Why v'leil shemeramin bo es acherim? Because they use these coins and they lie to other people to pass them off as good coins. Elo, ikveno, v'yitleno, v'tzaver benoi. Do something like, hold on. Oh, geshmak. You do this. Take the coin, you poke a hole right down the middle, and you give it to your son to wear as a necklace. Here's a Yerushalmi boy wearing it as a necklace. It seems like that Yerushalmi older fellow is not very happy about it. It's a bum wearing a necklace. Okay. What do you do? You have to make a hole in it. Don't use it anymore. Oh my mar, we just learned that when you have a sela, it could go down to half the amount, which is still a shekel. When it comes to dinner, all of a sudden, a quarter of a dinner. That's not fair. One coin you go to a half, and one coin you go to a quarter. That's not fair. What we're talking about is a quarter of a shekel, not a quarter of a dinar. So let's go back here. I'm not going to go back all the way. It's enough to have the Hebrew. In a sela, there's two shekel. In a shekel, in one shekel, there's two dinar. So I'm telling you, if the dinar went down, how much? To a quarter of a shekel. Now the question is, why am I talking about a shekel when I'm talking about a dinar? How much does the dinar go down? To half of a dinar, whatever you want to say. Why are you telling me in terms of a shekel? Yeah, let's talk about it in English. How much could a nickel go down in value? To half of a quarter. What do you mean half of a quarter? I'm talking about a nickel now. Why are you jumping to a quarter? Why are you telling me values in quarters when I'm talking about a nickel? How much could a dinar go down in value? To whatever it is in a dinar, half of a dinar. Don't tell me the value in a shekel. That's the Gemara's question. But let's see a bio. Oh, my bio, my roiva dektoni nami roiva shekel. When it says a quarter, it's talking about a quarter of a shekel. Oh, my rova, dekanami dekotoni roiva velikotoni revia shmamino. I'll tell you, look, it doesn't say revia. Revia would mean a quarter of the coin that you're talking about, a quarter of the dinar. But it says roiva, a quarter, meaning a quarter of something else, which would be a quarter of a shekel. But the Gemara asks, "Lama le mitle the dinner of a shekel?" If you're talking about a dinner, why are you talking about a shekel? So the Gemara says, "Most agavurcha gamashmon is a chiddush here. They get dinner dosi mishekel." You should know that when you have a shekel and it gets rubbed down to the point that it's worth the amount of a dinner, you can pass it off as a dinner, even though it came from a shekel. This actually gives proof to Rabbi. If you have a dinner that actually originated from a shekel, so there's no concern that maybe somebody's going to pass it off as a shekel or what he's going to do. You could use it as a dinner. But if it comes all the way from the very expensive sela, that you cannot use as a dinner. So we learned these four words. I told you before, we're going to address these four words. Pachos mikain iser, if it's less than, if you take these coins and it went down in value, and plus it went down another iser, which is the tiny little coin here. If you look at this chart over here, iser is all the way on the bottom. It's very, very small compared to the sela. There's actually 48 pudyons in a sela, so times 2 is 96, right? It should be 96 iser. In a sela. This 48 punyan is 96 iser, so it's tiny, it's like a penny. Call a sela a dollar, so an iser is a penny. Mike Homer, the owner says, if we're talking about larger coins that, like we were talking about discussing a minute ago, they have a sela that went down to the value of the shekel. So we already said it dropped 50%. So what are you telling me? Oh, and if it went another 1%, then it's no good. We already said that it went down 50%, it's no good. Yeah, if it went down 50%, no good. 49%, okay. So what are you telling me that if it went down 49% or it went down 50%, which is possible, and it went down another 1%, another isner, it's possible. It's already possible by being 50%. So that can't be the pshat. Omar Abaya, Hachik Omar, Pochas Sela, Yus Mechleyerna, Isner, Osir. So what we're talking about, we're going back to the beginning of the Mishnah. When we're talking about, not the beginning of the Mishnah, our Mishnah. We're talking about something else. That in our Mishnah says that that the inah of a coin is 1/24th, or 1/12th, or 1/6th. You should know. If it goes below that, one iser, then you cannot use it. So why do you have to say it went down to iser? If it went down a millionth, also, says Rava. Pshat is, we're talking about a sela. That's exactly what we're talking about. We're talking about Shitas Rabbi Meir. That's the Mishnah. That if it went down, what does Rabbi Meir say in the Mishnah? Arba isara is isra l'dinar. There's four dinarim in a sela. So if it went down one isra per dinar, that makes it, I know. And that's what we're talking about over here. It's not less than that. It's not less than the shear of the Mishnah. It is the shear of the Mishnah. Tanan also. Yeah? Nusav. You have a coin you can no longer use. So you decided, oh, you know what? This coin weighs 10 grams. Let me use it in my store as a weight. Once you decide to use it as a weight, what happens? It becomes a kli. And if it becomes a kli, it's mekabel tuma. It becomes tuma. At kama tipoches v'er yishoy lekaima. How much could it go down in value and you're allowed to keep it in the world? L'sela, if it's a sela, shnei dinar. Half, 50%. Poches mekein, yokutz. Gotta take it and cut it in half. Famous mice, I like to say over the story that the baker took the milkman to the Torah because he said he just realized that every time the milkman gives him cheese or butter, he pays for a full pound and it's always less than a pound. So he takes him to the Torah, the guy's cheating him every day. Turns out in the Torah, how does the milkman weigh? He doesn't have weights. He uses a loaf of bread that weighs exactly a pound. And that's what he uses. So it turns out that the baker is the ganav, not him. He sues the milkman, and then they realize, you're suing yourself. You're the ganav. Mum shebecha, atoy melecha vercha. First, look in the mirror before you tell your friend about stuff, because it's going to come back to bite you. Yasser al-kein, mai. Omer abun apokas mikein yakoitz. Less than this, you gotta chop it in half. Yes, I can yakutz. Whether it's a little bit more, a little bit less. Rabbi Omar Pokas me get yakutz. Yes, okay, Kaim. Yes, sir. By the way, yes, sir, over here, I gotta emphasize again. Yes, sir, Al-Kain is a little confusing in terms of the language, because yes, sir, you think means more loss. It actually means less loss. Yes, okay means if it's worth more, it's not a no yet. Then you could keep it around. If it's pachas mikain, if it's lower, in other words, it has more of a loss, so it's already or not, you got to chop it in half. Meisve, dafnum beis mod beis. Yes, v'al kain, moichro b'shob yaw. You sell it as it's worth. My life, shepachas l'yosim mikdei yinah, so that it became worth less than yinah. But over here it says you don't have to cut it. You could sell it off. Before, you were saying that if it's less, you have to cut it. Loi. Yiseiro dakati loi pochas ebechdei yinosa. Moichro b'shavio. It didn't get to the bechdei yinah. So what do? You sell it for what it's worth. So, before I forget, I better do this. Kinnovations in honor of my uncle, Rebbe Chanan Pressman, and his chuzvar, keep it simple and fake. Fisherman's been motivated in honor of the Lehman sponsoring farm for the daily Neretov of learning. And by the Gorsman brothers, the yard says my grandfather is a Chavar Moshe, being Rechmi Elohim Shalom, and a Rav Eliyaz Moshe, and Rav Shemoz, it's a Meisve, as the Gemara, at Kamati Bavos, we have shown the Kaimo, Bissel at Shekel. As the Gemara says that if, when are you allowed to keep it? Bissel at Shekel. It went from a Sela. So shekel is half, right? 50% of a sela. My love, the pochas purta purta. How did it go from a sela to a shekel? How does a coin go from weighing a pound, whatever it weighed, to half a pound? Obviously, one day they used it, it got rubbed out a little bit, so it weighed 99% of a pound. The next day, 98%. So it got to 50%. So, but how did it get to 50%? You said that if it's a little bit above, though, you know, you have to destroy it. My love, the pachas purta purta. Loi. The nafal anur of vichas b'chad zimno. It's possible that it went from 100 to 50% in one shot. It fell into a fire or something. Boom. Okay. So you don't have a right. Omamar, ikvenu v'itlenu b'tzavar b'noi b'tzavar b'itoi. You should take it and use it as a necklace. Mirmini, loi asena mishko be mishko loi sov. V'loi. So we have a kash. You should not use this as a weight. V'loi. He's Rekena Ben Grutaisov. He has a whole pile of scrap metal. The like ven, you shouldn't put in that pile. The like ven, it says meforish. The like ven, do not make a hole in it. V'itlena b'tzaver b'nei b'tzaver b'itlen. We just said you should. Ela a yishchayik, you should rub it down completely. Throw it into a grinder. A yitoich, or melt it. A yakut, so chop it in half. A yelach liyam amelach. Famous concept in Shas. You throw it into the Dead Sea. In other words, you'll never use it again. Don't use it as a necklace. Or Lazar, or Rav Huna, or Rav Lazar, Likash, or Kam, Be'emtza, Kam, Minatzan. If you make the hole directly in the center, we're not concerned for people that, okay, let's start the opposite. If you make the hole somewhere close to the end of the coin, so you can have a rabbi that comes and just cuts it slightly, and does a little trick here and there, rubs it down, and then all of a sudden he passes it off as a real coin. If the hole is smack in the center, there's nothing you can do about it. So, what we're saying is, don't make it as a necklace where the hole is towards the end of the coin. It should be in the center of the coin. In a city, you have until you show it to the changer, and in the village until Erev Shabbos. Says Gemara, Maishna v'sela the mafli. Everybody knows when it comes to the talis, how much time do you have? Very, very little. In order to show it to a pro or to your relative, let's call that an hour. All of a sudden, when it comes to a coin, you have either to show it to a change, but sometimes you have until Erev Shabbos. Why? The talis, you have very little time. It's talking about in the city, in a chanami. In the village, you have more time. Rav Omar, another pshat. Talis kolinish kim lebigavot. When it comes to a talis, everybody knows the value of a talis. So I don't give you very much time. Sela kim lav kolinish kim lebigavot. Ela shulchani. You need to be a professional money changer to really understand coins. They look with the magnifying glass, the whole thing. Hilgoch bekrachim dikas shulchani atchiyar le shulchani bekfarim the lekas shulchani. So therefore, in a city where you have a lot of money changers. So the limit is until it takes you to get to the money changer. Big farm, like a shulchani, you need to go to a professional. You don't have a professional in the village. At Arvi Shabbos, is the Salkun and Shuka. Wait until Friday. That's when people go to the marketplace to buy stuff for Suda Shabbos. And that's why you get more time. But a talis, everybody knows how much a begad is worth. If you gave a coin to somebody. The guy comes back to you a year later. You should take it from him. If you recognize the coin, you should take it. It says Gemara, Heicha. Where is this? Ibikrachim. If it's in a city, armors, Atchiyar, Lishukhan, you have 1 hour. What do you mean 12 months? You have an hour. Ibikfarim. If you're in the village, armors, Adar, Shabbos. Why do I need to take the coin back after 12 months when the Mishnah says I have maximum 7 days, 6 days, whatever it is? Not at 12 months. Omer Afchizda, Midas, Chasidus, Shanukan. We're talking about a chassid. He's going with Nimishur Sadin. You passed off a coin to somebody, comes to you 12 months later, 11 months later, he says, hey, give me back my money. And you're a type of guy that you do with Nimishur Sadin. Okay, so you get 12 months. The Mishnah says, La Alacha, a few days, an hour, depends if you're in a city or in a village. Now, so I want to point out that in Masechus Gittin, we just learned recently, Gittin, that Rav Huna said about Rav Chizda, he said, you're a chassid and your words have chassidus, they're chassidim, chassidim miloyim. I did a search, and Rav Chizda says this, midas chassidus shanukan three times in Shas. That's what I found. Three times, Shabbos and whatever. I'm just saying, it's possible that Rav Chizda, he himself, was a chassid, and he's saying, this is midas chassidus. Pointing it out. It's not really said about other people, that they said midas chassidus shanokan. Rav Chizda was the chassid. From Gittin of Zayin, that he's a chassid, he says midas chassidus. Yehoch yeh v'seifa. Ein lo yolov el atarim misleman. It says in the seifa, right? Meaning, the next word. You're the chassid. Guy comes to you and says, hey, you gave me a bad coin a year ago. Okay, be a chassid, go to the Fimishra Sadin and give it back to him. give him, take the coin from him, give him another coin. And then it says you shouldn't be upset. You only have tarumas. Not that you shouldn't be upset. You could be, the only thing you could do against him is be a little bit upset at him. It makes no sense. You're the chassid. You're doing a big chesed. You're taking a coin that you don't really have to take. And now you're going to be upset at him. So don't take it. Yeah? Look at Rashi. Beautiful Rashi. Rashi says, "Im lechassid ka'amar diyesh leitaroymes ala machzer." The chassid is going to take the coin, give him a new coin, and he's going to be upset. Says Rashi, "Mi koyfeyu lekabel sheyisrael." Who's forcing him to take it back? Toivloi shloi kableno. It's better don't take it back, mishi kableno, than to take it back. V'yoytz diva chavera. And then you're going to go around shul telling everybody what a jerk this guy is that came back after a year. So don't take it back. You want to be Costco and take back rotten fruit after 6 months? So take it and be quiet. Don't take it and then make his name, dirty his name in the street. It's a beautiful Rashi, no? Don't do chumras and then be upset about it. You want to be a chassid, but don't be upset about it. And that's just, I think, a good eitzah. I know that, especially now with Pesach, let's say, I'm just saying on myself, from my life and different experiences that I had and I heard from others. Without going into details, not to be mivayish anybody or talk, but everybody understands what I'm saying. Sometimes you accept upon yourself a chumrah. You have a chumrah, and even a chumrah that you receive from your parents. But if you know that it's a chumrah that's detrimental to your children, it hurts your children, then you have to think 20 times before you do that chumrah. It shouldn't be a chumrah that you get upset about it or that your children get upset about. This is what Rashi's saying. Don't do chumras if you're not holding yet. Not in madrega. Of being such a chassid and thinking back a coin after a year, so don't do it. If you're not a madriga of whatever your chumrah is, we don't eat anything and nothing, and we're going to drink water and chicken soup for the entire Pesach. That's my chumrah. Okay, great. Maybe you have to do ataras nedarim. Maybe you have to go to a rav and be matir your nether, because your children are going to hate Judaism because of you, because of your silly chumrah that you decided to take upon yourself. Think about it seriously. You don't know what turns off a kid from Yiddishkeit. So Pesach should be a time that everybody's excited and they want to be part of it and they love to say that. So don't put on a chumrah, even if it comes from a different generation, let's say. I'm going that far to say, ask your local rabbi, maybe you should break that minug with Ataras Nedarim. It's not the end of the world. It's not a deraisa. It's a minug. But if you do, you might see that your kids enjoy Yiddishkeit more and they enjoy Yom Tov more. Says the Gemara. I'm just reading Rashi. I'm not doing anything else. I'm not inventing anything. So we only have two choices. Time out. We have the guy that's doing the favor. He shouldn't get upset. It doesn't make sense that he's getting upset after he did the favor. So what? It's the guy that gave the coin. How could he be upset? He's giving it. He's getting all his money back. Why would he be upset? That can't be. It says, Gemara Achi Gomar. Ho Acher. First of all, the chassid accepts the coin. But somebody else, Acher, if you're dealing with chassid and he takes the coin after 11 months from you, great. But if you went to a regular person who's not a chassid and he says, I'm sorry, the Mishnah says, you have up to a week, and this is 11 months later. I don't want to take it. So all you can do is be upset. You can't force him in court. It's talking about not the chassid. It's talking about another person. You could use this coin for Meister Sheni, and you don't have to be concerned. Why? Because not using this coin that's missing a little bit, people that don't want to accept it, they're bad guys. They have bad midos. All right, Papa, Shmamino, hi, man, the Moikin. This guy who's stubborn, who doesn't want to take a coin. Yeah, your store happened to me now in Eretz Yisrael. I had a 200 shekel bill. It was ripped. You know, I had like a rip down the middle. It was connected still, but tear. I go to this store, and I says, no, I'm sorry. I went to a few stores, and I said, oh, wow, I have to go to the bank now. So I told my chavrusa, he says, give it to me right now. He gave me another 200. He says, and he went to his store, and he gave it to the Makal, whatever. But there are people that are stubborn. They look at it, no, I don't want this. There are people that don't care. I'm not saying that the guys that didn't take my bill have this lotion over here. Each in their own. I can understand why. If you're stubborn about money, mikrei nefesh ro, he's a bad soul. That's only if it circulates. Now, these people didn't want to take it. They figured it's not going to circulate. They don't want to take a bill. They're going to have problems passing it off. Says, if you have a seller that's missing a little tiny bit, part of Bishavya. I'm assuming, look, those days, the coins that we learned, that they get moldy, they're softer. So that, you know, as you use it, it starts losing its value. Part of Bishavya, you change it for its value. So I got this right before I came here, so it's not complete. It's a 3D animation of Meister Sheni. So this is the parts that we have right now. It's going to get a little better as we go on. Here. A guy has fruit. So he takes 10% of the fruit. Oh, wow. I see some of this looks empty. Takes 10% of the fruit. And now he doesn't want to carry the fruit. So he... I don't have the rest. He did send me the rest, but we got to put it together. So he exchanges the fruit for money. Okay. So it says over here, let's say you have a coin. It was worth $100, this coin. Now today it's worth 98. You're allowed to take $100 worth of fruit and put it on this coin that's only worth 98. Does that sound fair to you? It should be the opposite. If you are going to exchange it for other money, part of Bishavya, you can only get 98. But if you're using it to redeem your fruit and to be mechalal, the kedusha of the fruit, into the money, you could treat it as if it's a whole coin of 100. My kamar. See what it says, Hachi kamar. It's actually one statement of what? Ava b'shukishubal parta, part of Bishavya. Even though when you come to exchange it, you can only exchange it for whatever it's worth. Says Gemara, remember the Zavah Chizkiel, the Mizazlim, and Maizah Sheni. Now you're putting down Maizah Sheni. You're saying that the coin doesn't have to have the full value. But Chizkiel holds. Okay, so it goes like this. We have a new halacha today. Beautiful. I don't know if people know about this halacha. The halacha is that if you have a fruit, let's say you're looking at a tiny little fruit that's worth less than a pruta, you cannot redeem it on a coin. That's how it works. You can't. Why? Because it doesn't have a pruta's worth. You can't even take a dollar bill that's more than a pruta and say, okay, this tiny grape should go into this dollar bill. It doesn't work. But if this bill, this dollar, has a bunch of fruit already that you used in this bill, you already used this dollar bill for your other piles of fruit. And now you have one grape, so now you can take the grape and put it onto this dollar. Says Gemara, you have a grape that doesn't have a fruit. So he says, this grape and the 25% I must add to it in order to do chilul, in order to transfer the kedusha, should go onto the dollar bill that I used yesterday. So says Chizkia, because in this dollar bill, it has a little bit of wiggle room in there that there's going to be a pruta's worth for your grape. How much is your grape worth? Half a pruta? Okay, there's about a half a pruta left in that dollar. I maybe used it up already on your other piles of fruit. No. People are very careful when it comes to Maaser Sheni, not to go all the way to the end. They always leave a little wiggle room. So now today that you have a grape, don't worry about it. You can transfer the kedusha into the dollar bill because there's a little bit room left in the dollar bill because you never went up to you didn't use the entire dollar. You didn't use 100 cents of it. All you use is 97 probably. Why? Because that's how people treat it. A second ago, you told me that when it comes to Maaser Sheni, I could use ruined money, money that's not even worth 100. I could pretend it's worth 100, even though it's not worth 100. It's the exact opposite. People are very careful with Maaser Sheni. Says the Gemara, you're right. You didn't understand Pshat. Might be Yafa, but Taurus Yafa. You're only allowed to use Maaser Sheni money. We have a coin that started off worth $100. It's a sell worth $100. Today it's worth 98. When it comes to Maaser Sheni, you can only use it for 98. That's what Yafa means. Not the 100. You can only use it for 98, even a little less than 98. You can only use it up to 97, let's say, because that's what the value in the market is, a little less than what it actually is. Why? You can't put down the Maaser Sheni twice. Once to use money that's missing a little piece, and once to say that you could use it even as if it's completely whole. Two chesrodis you can't do. Again, two bad things you wanted to do it. First of all, you want to use for Maaser Sheni money that's not complete, money that has a little dent in it. Second of all, how much is this money worth? 98? You want to pretend it's worth 100. That for sure you can do. So two bad things against Maaser Sheni you're not going to do. So what the Gemara really meant to say is, when it comes to Maaser Sheni, you got to use it for exactly what it's worth and probably even a little less. Rabbeinu, have a wonderful week. And if you're in Chicago, Gevaldik Shabbos. If you're in America, great Shabbos. Matzei Shabbos, Be'ezras Hashem, 10 p.m. Yishkoyach, good Shabbos.